spin in the Eagles this week, would you load up to stop the run?
Fortunately, I don't have to, so I don't think of it that way. But did you know I was going to say that? So, you know, I think the one thing about us offensively is we do have a very good running attack, you know, based on one game. But we also have receivers and tight ends that you have to cover too. So, you know, we understand how the game is going to be played. You know, and if you're going to try to take away one aspect, then we have to be able to execute in another aspect.
Do you have a number or a range that you consider an optimum for carries for Shady?
No, we don't talk about. We just how is the game going to express itself? So, we know we need to get other guys in there. You know, bro, we got to see Bryce a little bit more, but we haven't talked about other certain number of carries for him. So,
after a play ends, how quickly do you have a play call, and how quickly do you communicate that play call?
I can communicate it quickly. It just depends on the situation, though. So there's not, we don't have in our minds like it has to be this, or we're looking at the clock. We never look at the clock, you know, when we're calling plays right now. The only time we would look at the clock is if it was getting down in the play clock and we got to get something in, you know, and that's more of a 4-minute deal. But we don't have a set time, or it's got to be snapped in this, or it's got to be that. It's just, you know, what's the situation?
But part of the mechanics of going fast is them getting the play. So you're obviously involved in communicating to them the play.
Yeah, I just don't have a number for you. So when you ask me how quick, I can't tell you 2.7 seconds. That's not how our minds work. It's not, hey, we got to get this play in quick. We're not playing fast for the sake of playing fast. We're trying to make the appropriate call for the down and distance, the hash mark, the area on the field for what we're doing. So, I mean, I could call plays rapid fire, but you know, if we're on the 1 yard line, I'm not going to call four verticals because there's only 1 yard to go. You know, so you're trying to assimilate from where we are in the field, how far was the gain. You know, it's 3rd and 7, we're on the left hash, you know, and through our process of where we are in the game itself, how are we going to call plays? So,
do you script plays though at the beginning of a game, or do you have like a group of plays that you plan to run at the beginning of the game?
We script all our situations. So we have first down calls, second down calls, we have third and mediums, third and shorts, third and longs. Red zone calls, coming out calls, so the situation within the game. So,
with a fourth down, is that all just based on odds and percentages, or do you go by instinct, gut, how the offense?
Just the feel of the game. I've never dealt with the odds and the percentages, and you get 0.21 if you go for it, and the risk is 68%, and your field goal kicker is, that's way too much math for me. So,
what about 2-point conversions, and how do you decide whether you're going to go for chart. Two or not?
We have a chart, you know. Where are you in the game, and do you need it, not need it? You know, are you down one? Does going up 5 doesn't help you? Going up 6 does help you. So we work off of the 2-point chart.
With that, with what Rube was asking about with fourth down, is it important that whatever your feel is that you have, it has to be come through very quickly and decide? And is part of that not letting the defense think about what you're trying to think about?
I'm saying just trying to run the play as fast as possible.
No,
because sometimes coaches take time out to figure out what they want to do on fourth down, and
no. I mean, We're always just taking the situation as it comes in the game. We don't go in saying, hey, we got to call this fast or call that fast. So,
do you think it was advantageous that you had that fourth down call very quickly and, you know, did not let the Redskins have time to think about what they wanted to do?
In the first drive?
Yeah, the first fourth down that you went for.
Yeah, we were successful, so it was advantageous. So if we weren't advantageous, we'd be having a conversation of, did you go too fast calling the fourth down decision? So it, I mean, in hindsight, you can always say yes or no. You know, it's, you know, I think when people take time on fourth down and they don't convert it, everybody says the reason you didn't convert it is because you took time. You know, if we had gone fast and didn't execute our blocks, then people would say, well, you didn't execute it because you went too fast. So, you know, a lot of times it comes down to, you still have to, it's not how fast you do it or how slow you do it. You still have to block the people. You know, it's still a game of fundamentals, you know, and do we do a good job of executing what we call better than they do in a job of executing what they call. So,
Pat said that you spoke to Michael, both you spoke to Michael about not blocking. But then someone mentioned to him, and he says, I'm a football player. It's kind of, you know, it's hard for me not to do that kind of stuff. So is this something you think is going to be a problem going forward?
No, I don't like it as a problem. I think the one thing you know with Mike when you talk to him is Mike is honest. He's just telling you, in the course of the game, he's just kind of reacting. All of a sudden, he catches himself, and there's a guy running with the ball, and he jumps out in front of him. But I know we're not actively saying, hey, we want the ball cut back, and when the ball's cut back, you need to get out in front and go front up a defensive back. I just think when you talk to Mike, and when I talk to him, it's the same thing. He says, Coach, sometimes I'm just reacting out there. I see the ball carrier, and I just want to help. So,
Do you still get Nick first team snaps in practice? And if you do, like, how important do you think that is, just making sure he's still?
Does Nick get first team snaps? Yeah, Nick does get first team snaps.
How important do you think that is, you know, as far as keeping him fresh,
We hope it's important. You know, you got to make sure that you get your twos some reps in there. And then the same thing with our second offensive line, and, you know, making sure that if Julian has to go in the game, or Allen has to go in the game, or Tobin has to go in the game, that those guys have some reps. Now, they get a lot of work when we're presenting the other team's look. You know, because for an offensive lineman, it's whether it's pass pro for us or pass pro being a San Diego Charger offensive lineman, it's still the same thing from a fundamental standpoint. And Nick's getting a lot of reps in that standpoint, too. So, but it's important to make sure that all those guys get some reps.
Does he get one per period? Is that how you do it?
What's that?
Does he get one first team rep per period, Nick?
No, it just depends on how many reps do we get off in that period. So it could be two, could be four, could be six.
Two more touchdown passes and passing yards this week than in any NFL history. Do you have any theories on why that is? And is it, I mean, do you think the defenses will eventually catch up?
It was 1 week. That's my theory. And then next week, when there's three shutouts and no one scores, then the next question is going to be, the defenses have all caught up to the offensives after 1 week. I don't think you can gain any statistical trends or knowledge or help from a 1 week. I just don't think there's enough information out there. So
it's been said that sometimes home games are tougher than road games in terms
Who
of.
Who said that?
I'm just saying it's been said.
I know it's been said. I don't I've always wondered that when people say, who are those people that said that? And is there a bunch of them that just sit in a room and say, hey, let's throw a lot of crap out there and see if we can talk about it?
Frank and Joe.
Frank and Joe, those sons of guns.
Frank and Joe and Walton said that, yeah, that home games can be more difficult in terms of focus, just in terms of, you know, getting a team prepared. Because you're in an atmosphere where you might be more relaxed, you might, you know, all that kind of stuff. Aside from not getting on a plane or a train or a bus, is there anything you do differently in terms of preparation for the team for a home game as a road game? And what's your philosophy on home and road? Is it sometimes more difficult with focus at home?
No. Tim and Bob told me that it's a lot tougher to focus when the opponent's better, you know, because usually that's when you lose, and then we try to blame it on there was a distraction, was it a home game or an away game. One thing we do try to do, though, on that question is that we try to be very consistent in our approach. We meet at the same time. You know, we make sure that everything's pretty consistent on where we are. We go to a hotel when we're at home, so we go to a hotel when we're away. So, you know, our meetings will be the same exact time for the San Diego game as they were for the Washington game. The only difference is that on the day of the game, because we're not playing at 7 o'clock at night or 7:10, whatever our kick was, we're playing at 1, our schedule's accordingly. But it's the same thing. We eat 4 hours pregame. You know, we have Mass and Chapel 4.5 hours before the pregame. The first bus leaves out from the hotel at the same time. So there's a consistency in our approach. And I think that's what most teams do. That's not a revolutionary concept. I think everybody tries to kind of keep them and get them into that same mentality and that same manner. So.
You said after the game in Washington that you like the road atmosphere, and it was something you embraced, and when asked how it was. So that being said, how are you looking forward to your first experience in your home stadium, and what do you think the crowd's going to bring to this game?
From what I anticipate from the Philadelphia fans, I know it's going to be – I mean, just the one thing that was amazing to me is to hear the Philadelphia fans chanting defense in – when we were at Washington, you know, in that fourth quarter. So that part's going to be exciting. You know, I think it doesn't mean that one's better or different than the other. There's something about being out in a hostile environment that you can kind of wrap your arms around. But if I have my choice, I'd rather play every game at home.
Over the course of a game or a series, what dictates when you substitute on offense?
A million different things.
Well, can you give me like one or two of those million?
He's tired. I mean, or we got a new play call, so we want four receivers in the game as opposed to three receivers in the game. Or we've got a situation where we want to run a certain package and we only ran it with this player. So there's a lot of different things that go into when do we change personnel, when do we change individual players. You know, sometimes we're changing an entire group. Sometimes we're changing what our presentation is. You know, we can go from 11 personnel to 11 personnel, but we wanted to get a certain player in. So it there's a million different that go into that whole aspect.
Do you know that there's a cottage industry on the internet breaking down your offense? Do you know of that?
I don't even know. A cottage, like where you go to the beach? Or I mean, I don't know.
No, there's a lot of people who like to look at our offense and try and dissect it and figure out.
The only people I'm worried about dissecting our offense is the Chargers, so. whether
you
more,
know all of that.
I know people talk about what we do, but it's not just us. I think there's a lot of football fans out there that dissect a lot of different things, and I think that's fun. It's great. I mean, there's enthusiasm and people understand, but people loving the game of football and kind of doing research of it. You know, there's a group of coaches that are still dedicated towards the single wing, and they have clinics all over the place where they sit down and talk about that offense. And that part intrigues me, the X and O part of it. But I don't know where you're going with the question, though.
Because you come to the NFL, it seems like there's a lot more of that going on, and people kind of are excited about it. And I'm just wondering if you know of it and happen to hear about it and make anything of it, or think that they're wrong. Do they have any other correct understanding
of it? I don't have any time to. I know people dissect it, but I don't have any time to figure out if, you know, Joe Anderson's thought process on what we did on third and one was what it is. But if it's right, I may call him. I mean, we can get a number. Maybe I can talk to one of those guys.
We're going to get a lot about sustainability with this team, whether they can go at the fast pace through 16 games without getting worn down. I'm curious what your experience was at Oregon towards the end of the season with your teams in that respect, and whether the extra four presents any challenge.
No, I think our teams were always the freshest teams that played. By and large, when we prepared, you know, we have a weekly schedule that